prayer. So today I have seen there are many, I think actually many devotees out there who started questioning things. Because you remember that day when we joined, and we became Hare Krishna devotees. We were of course encouraged to question things that were going on in society and that the materialists said and all that, other religions, but you were not supposed to question anything. And the Krishna consciousness movement, because you know all that, at least that's much how it was around here where I grew up, so to speak, in Krishna consciousness movement. But now, well then, some started questioning that too. Whether you're allowed to question this or not. And I was, well, I was one of those, back in the late 90s. My guru quit and all of that that many of us went through. But you know, when you start questioning things, one thing, then you question everything after a while. So some, I think, seem afraid of getting into that. Independent thinking. I remember we even used that expression, you are so independent, as if it was some vice. A despicable quality in a devotee. But yeah, I beg to differ. The truth stands even before questioning, and well, you know, some continued like that and then came to the point of, am I allowed to question Srila Prabhupada himself? And if I question whether he made mistakes too, then I'm questioning him being a perfect person, and then I'm going to hell. Well, I remember back in the late 90s, I took a long series of walks and allowed myself to question everything. In fact, I had reasons to. So my first question was to myself, and answer honestly now, do you even believe in God? Taking a walk by the airport. Yes, I do. I'm convinced it holds up. Check. Do you believe that Krishna is God? Yes. Definitely. There's only one God. Krishna is a beautiful name for God, and yeah, all I learned about Krishna is what I say is about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Check. How do you believe in Prabhupada? And that, to me, I have to say yes. And I was aware of all those things he said that freaked people out, and things he did that didn't turn out the way they should reasonably turn out, and so on. But to me, Prabhupada's perfection was and is that he is a wonderful devotee and surrendered everything for our sake. And he wrote all these amazing books giving us this knowledge. That, after all these years of scrutinizing it and questioning it, I say it's the truth, it holds up, explains it all. And you follow this bhakti yoga, and gradually your personal relationship to Krishna start to dawn in here. You know, I don't care if they went to the moon or not, or whether Hitler was a good or bad guy, or about this weight and intelligence, weight of women's brains and all of that. And when you look at Srila Prabhupada's life, he didn't care much about such things either. He treated everyone as a servant of Krishna and himself. And so anyway, the rest I'm not sure about. That was my conclusion back then. How the Krishna conscious movement looked at that time. And well, how it looks today. I have a lot of questions and I have a lot of opinions and answers too, actually, at least proposed answers. And that's what I'm doing here. But you know, we can't just sit there with all these serious questions and analyzing, philosophizing, and if you find yourself in that, I would say, could be a bit boring and bleak situation of questioning just about everything you had staked all your life on during your youth. Let's just return to the good old basics. And what are they? Chant Hare Krishna in whatever way you feel like. And then you will be happy. We know it. Once you do that, and I mean really do it, not just living by the numbers, but with your heart. And Krishna is there. And we are also there in our personal, gradually, slowly or quickly blooming relationship to Krishna. And take prasadam, distribute prasadam. Cook for Krishna, love and devotion. It's simple. And you can do it on your own, in your home, when you cook, and when you do your daily meditation. And be happy. That's really what it all is about. This is really what Prabhupada gave us, right? What did he do when he came here? He sat under a tree chanting Hare Krishna. And then he cooked for Krishna and served prasadam to the devotees. Just simple and humble about it. That was his spirit, and then he had to, of course, some or other, handle an exploding movement that grew so quickly that it must have been a great challenge for him at his age. To handle it. But he did it so amazingly well while writing all his books. I mean, just writing that amount of books in 12 years, I can't even, I mean, conceive of how to do that. So, I mean, this is always there. Just as some odd brother of mine said, we were all Sankirtan devotees back then, he said it looks just the same, it's just the same on the street now as it was when we were in our 20s. Go with that book bag, approach people and try and give them Krishna. But I think what is needed today is to refocus on that essence. But also see that it is the essence. If you have that in your life, no matter where or who you are, you're good, you're a devotee, you are on your way. You're on the Bhakti Marga. And there are all these other things that can support that and also can help to spread that culture into the society. But these are, added benefits, extras. Many of them, much of it is the voluntary austerity that someone following the Bhagavad Vidhi takes upon themselves. But it doesn't mean that other devotees are inferior or whatever. This holier-than-thou thing is it's just typical neophyte mentality, isn't it? So now we are growing up. So Hare Krishna mantra, prasadam, and then explaining this nice and solid philosophy and path to whoever wants to listen. And that is important because Prabhupada wanted to, you know, for us who are preachers, because Prabhupada wanted to attract intelligent people. There are many people who join religious, spiritual groups for one reason or another. Some for the food, some for the music, some for the social life. Some because they are actually looking for the truth and are questioning things. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that those are the Madhyamadikari types. They may ask a lot of uncomfortable questions, but once they get the answers, they become really and solidly convinced, and therefore very strong. So Prabhupada wanted such devotees because they can actually be guru, they can actually be teachers. Only So anyway, it's simple.